Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze. We put it in, it took like 30 seconds, guys. And its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Mine is at about 50%, and I'll tell you why. I have a tendency to overcommit. I want to help with everything I can possibly help with. I want to do everything I can possibly do. I want to be with people, and I forget that at the end of the day, I am an introvert, and I really need time to recharge and take care of myself. Therapy gives me important tools to do that, to recognize what's going on, to understand my battery and where it is and why it's there and what I can do to recharge. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/pantsuit. So that I do not like to spend my time or money in salons when I can help it, but I do enjoy a good manicure, and I especially enjoy spending time with my daughters doing the Olive and June Mani system at home, because we can all get a good looking manicure for around $2. We know that the polish won't chip and will last at least a full week. We get to await with anticipation the new colors that come out each season. The girls love being able to add some sparkles or choose whether they want their top coat to be matte or shiny. We just have a really good time together with salon grade tools that are so easily explained so that we can do a really good job taking care of our nails, but do it all from the comfort at home. All the choices of a big salon stored in a basket in my closet for when we're ready to hang out together. The Olive and June Mani system is a real game changer. So visit oliveandjune.com/pantsuit for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/pantsuit for 20% off your first Mani system.
I would really like to see people just get more informed, start doing their own research, you know, getting personally involved in politics, because it really does affect us. Even if you're not old enough to vote, or if you just became old enough to vote, you absolutely need to be involved in that process. And that could be anything from, you know, knocking on doors for a campaign, phone banking, or even just talking to your friends at school about who they're going to vote for in the primaries or who they think their parents will vote for. Anything to get involved is important.
This is Sarah.
This is Beth.
You're listening to Pantsuit Politics,
the home of grace-filled political conversations. We hope that you all had a wonderful 4th of July. We are celebrating with our families, and we hope that you've enjoyed your celebrations with yours. Today, we're going to share an interview with you from Claire Harmon. Before we do, just a reminder to head over to social media and check out all the information about Nuance Nation, the Pantsuit Politics Tour. I don't say it with as much gravitas as you, Sarah. Can you just do that for us real quickly?
Nuance Nation, Pantsuit Politics on Tour.
There you go. We are also really excited about next week's show on Tuesday.
We're going to be joined by Steve Bullock, the governor of Montana and Democratic candidate for president. That'll be a fascinating conversation. Governor Bullock did not quite meet the requirements for the first set of debates, but everything I've seen indicates that he will likely qualify for the second round of debates. We're really excited to talk with him about what he's been doing in Montana and why he is running for president. So get excited about next week and about our conversation with Claire Harmon today. Sarah, you recently met Claire.
Yeah, she's from my neck of the woods, but I actually met her while I was in Louisville for Lead Kentucky, and she's just a delight. She is a delightful human.
We heard about Claire from Inspire US, which is a 501c3 supporting high school students to lead peer-to-peer voter registration and engagement efforts in their schools. And Claire is a fellow in a national program called 22 by 20, whose mission is to connect more diverse young voices in the media gearing up for the 2020 election. I think you are going to be so impressed by Claire and really enjoy hearing from her about what she's doing to build a greater investment in democracy among her peers. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come right back. I'm so happy to be here today with Claire Harmon, who is a student at Marshall County High School right here in our home state of Kentucky. Claire was recently selected for a national fellowship program called 22 by 20, whose mission is to connect more diverse young voices in the media gearing up for the 2020 election. Claire, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So tell me about this fellowship.
So essentially with the fellowship, there are about 10 fellows from all across the United States. And every month we do these projects that we call calls to action. So it could be anything from, you know, making a meme about voter registration or, you know, just trying to get our peers involved in the civil process. It's a really exciting program to be part of.
So you're working on getting more people to vote. What else do you want to see kids your age doing in the process? Young adults, I should say, your age doing in the process.
I would really like to see people just get more informed, start doing their own research, you know, getting personally involved in politics, because it really does affect us. Even if you're not old enough to vote, or if you just became old enough to vote, you absolutely need to be involved in that process. And that could be anything from, you know, knocking on doors for a campaign, phone banking, or even just talking to your friends at school about who they're going to vote for in the primaries or who they think their parents will vote for. Anything to get involved is important.
And you have peers in this program all over the United States, is that right?
Yes.
So what kind of reception are you getting at your local high school?
I think the reception has been pretty positive so far. I mostly involve people that I know are willing to participate, so that helps a little bit. I think overall, people in my area, you know, sometimes we have a hard time getting people more involved in politics. You know, I live in a rural area, but I think that everyone is excited to learn whenever they realize how much it does affect their own lives personally, because I know especially for high schoolers, it's easy to say, well, you know, I can't vote yet, or I just registered and I just don't think that this really matters to me personally. But whenever you sit down and talk to people and you say, well, look at your local representatives, look what they're doing for you or what they're not doing for you, I think people want to become more actively engaged.
When you have that kind of conversation with someone, what is the most common issue that you see a light turn on for them? Like, oh, this really does matter to me.
I think for a lot of people, especially in my area, agricultural policy is a really big thing for us. A lot of people at my high school are going into, you know, vocational technical training. So anything that affects those areas in particular, but also my area was affected by gun violence. And so a lot of times with students who were involved in, you know, March for Our Lives and things like that, a lot of times they will look at gun violence policies.
What is it that you think prevents people from voting or registering to vote at your age?
I think just that level of apathy and thinking, you know, my vote doesn't matter, my vote doesn't count, that really does affect the perception of, you know, being civically engaged. So I think that, you know, that really hurts people a lot, and they do become more apathetic to that process because they think, you know, even if I vote for who I want to, it doesn't matter because I'm a Democrat and Democrats don't get elected here, or I'm a Republican and Republicans don't get elected here. So I think just sort of breaking that perception is one of the biggest challenges.
We're finally at my favorite time of year. Spring is here. Summer is just around the corner. We're getting our summer essentials ready, our sunscreen, our emotional support water bottles, our steamy beach reads. But maybe you would prefer your steamy earbuds. This year, there is a new kind of essential right at your fingertips. Enemies to love, chance encounters, a slow burn, friends that become more. Whatever your favorite romantic trope, Dipsy has a spicy audio story just for you. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short and spicy audio stories that bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. You can discover stories about second chance romances and adventurous vacation flings. That's my favorite. Hot and heavy hookups. It can be as heavy or as light as you want it to be. This is what I love about Dipsy. It is a modern approach to romance through high quality, captivating audio fiction that you can listen to in the privacy of your own headphones. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/pantsuit. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/pantsuit. That's dipsystories.com/pantsuit.
I recently reorganized my closet and realized that I never need to buy a white blouse or a blue dress again as long as I live. Guys, I have plenty. I did want to add some much neglected color, like pink and yellow, to my closet, and I knew just where to go. Quince always has timeless pieces and a true rainbow of options that can help you build a classic wardrobe no matter the season. It's getting warmer, so I got a soft pink chiffon pleated miniskirt that is so cute, and a really beautiful yellow cashmere tee. It's short-sleeved, it's perfect for the sort of bridge weather we're experiencing right now. And the best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I absolutely love it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/pantsuit for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/pantsuit to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/pantsuit. Traditionally, financial planning advice is either only for those who are already wealthy or salespeople calling themselves financial advisors who say they'll give you free financial advice but really just sell products to earn commissions. Fearless Finance takes a dramatic departure from either of those traditional models. Their entire business is built on making financial advice accessible and affordable because we know that financial literacy, stress reduction, and financial security are critical to overall well-being. I'm a little bit obsessed with Elizabeth, our Fearless Finance advisor. I've had an array of advisors in the past who answered questions like, should we be spending less on this, with evasive answers like, it depends on your priorities. Not Elizabeth. She answers with actually helpful guidelines. You're spending more than the average family of five, or I'd like to see this increase by 6%. Thank you. This is Fearless Finance's mission, to make advice affordable and accessible. You meet with your planner virtually and they charge you by the hour. You only pay for the time you use, down to a quarter hour. Their planners meet with you where you are on your financial journey, no judgment. Visit fearlessfinance.com today. You can chat with a planner for free to make sure it's a good fit, and you'll get $50 off your first planning meeting when you use the code PANTSUIT. That's fearlessfinance.com and use code PANTSUIT for $50 off your first planning meeting.
If we had greater participation from people who are 18 in the process, what kind of impact do you think that would have on our politics?
I think our politics would definitely start looking at more issues that affect people my age specifically. You know, college tuition and the rising prices of just getting a quality education is one of the most prevalent issues that I hear people talk about. You know, my friends and stuff, we talk about that a lot because paying for college is so, so hard in this day and age. But I think also politics would talk a lot more, you know, we would talk about climate change a lot. That is something that the younger generation, my generation, is looking at a lot more closely than our older, you know, relatives and legislators, because we will be the ones who have to deal with those problems in the future.
There's been a lot of conversation about lowering the voting age to 16. What's your perspective on that discussion?
For me personally, I think that lowering the voting age definitely has its pros and cons. It's something that I've been looking at personally, and it's one of those things that it's really hard to decide on. But I honestly don't see why it would be a problem to involve more people in the process. I think, you know, 16-year-olds are definitely part of, you know, this sort of generation that need to be involved in the legislative process. And I think the earlier you can get involved in that process, you know, the more invested you will be. So if we start reaching out to 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, and they are able to vote, they will become lifelong voters, in my opinion. And I think that that is so, so important. So I think that lowering the voting age would probably be for the best, but there's arguments to both sides for sure.
One of the aspects of your fellowship is to talk about getting a greater diversity of voices in media. So I'm wondering what you think of the 2020 coverage so far and what kind of sources you care about and what you like about those sources.
I think for 2020 coverage, you know, you see a lot of the same couple, you know, three candidates or so. So I think definitely getting more voices in there. And we've recently seen that a little bit more because, you know, originally you had your, you know, top two candidates or so, but like Pete Buttigieg is sort of rising in the ranks a little bit. And a lot of that is from, you know, media attention that he got, you know, he earned that. And so I think making sure that we're able to amplify those different voices is so important. But for me personally, I am a big NPR fan. I absolutely adore NPR. So I think that finding, you know, unbiased sources like that is so important to make sure that you know who you want to listen to and how you want to receive your information. But also, you know, podcasts like this one, I think are a great way to get information, but also to hear other people's opinions. Because, you know, especially with listening to Pantsuit Politics, I feel like I'm there having that conversation with you guys. And that is so helpful for me to formulate my own opinions, because even if I don't agree with you, it forces me to think about why I don't agree with you on an issue.
Listen, y'all, let's be serious. I'm 42 years old. Of course, I take my skincare routine seriously. There are a lot of daily skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, but how do you know your products are actually working? Well, Ritual is here for you. They have Hyacera, their once daily skin supplement, clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. They conducted a clinical study and it led to a 3.6 times reduction in crow's feet within 90 days as compared to a placebo, and a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness within 90 days as compared to a placebo. I love taking my Hyacera every day as part of my skincare routine. Instead of just slathering more products on my face, it feels like I'm doing something from the inside out. And their one daily capsule is essenced with soothing vanilla, so it's a very pleasant experience. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
Spring is so tricky because I feel the sun shining, the earth is waking up, and I want fresh, vegetable-forward meals. And I'm running in 75 directions and don't have a lot of kitchen and prep time. Fortunately, Factor is here for me and for you with fresh, never-frozen meals that are chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in 2 minutes. They have a ton of options for us, including keto, protein plus, vegan, veggie, calorie smart, and so many add-ons. If you need help with breakfast or snacks or on-the-go lunches or beverages, Factor is here for you. Every meal I've had from Factor is so well composed, it's so flavorful, the sauces are delicious, and Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look for Earth Month Eats badges on the menu for the lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/pantsuit50 and use code pantsuit50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code pantsuit50 at factormeals.com/pantsuit50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they made solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups, no more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
What started your interest in politics?
For me personally, whenever I first came to high school, we had a Young Democrats club, and it was a little, you know, it was a small club, and I go to a somewhat small high school, so I wasn't really looking at it, you know, to be in the club necessarily, but I figured that if I joined, it would make my parents mad, so I decided to sign up as a joke. But you know, the more I got involved in the club, because my friends were, you know, pretty heavily into politics, the more I realized that this does affect me and this is something that I absolutely care about. So I started knocking on doors and campaigning for people, and I just really found a passion for it. And I realized how important that it was to my community that young people like myself be involved and make sure their voices are heard. So now I'm president of the Young Democrats Club, so it really came full circle. But I think that just getting involved in clubs and organizations in high school really propelled me to this point.
What would you say to parents of kids who are not interested yet and parents who really want their kids to get excited about this process? How can parents best be supportive? I think it's probably much more effective coming from you and your peers, but what can people in my age group do to be helpful here?
I think just sort of starting those conversations first off is so important because, you know, as I was growing up, my parents were never very into politics. They weren't political people. They would vote, but that was about it. And they didn't do a lot of research. But, and I think that's where a lot of parents, especially in my area, you know, are coming from. They're not active political participants. But, you know, if you want your kids to be involved in that process, you also have to be involved. So I think, you know, talking about primary candidates as a family, you know, making sure that your kids understand why you're voting for who you are voting for, and then being open to a discussion. Because I know, you know, sometimes me and my parents will disagree on politics. And whenever I was younger, that felt very much like, you know, if we have a disagreement, that's shutting me down. And then I don't need to have, you know, certain opinions that are different. So I think that making sure that kids don't have that perception, you know, we can have a diversity of opinions, and that's absolutely fine as long as you can have a productive conversation about it. So I think making sure that those conversations are being had in a healthy and really positive way where you're encouraging your child to, you know, explore their own interests in politics, because everyone has certain issues that they care about more than others. But making sure that your children, you know, understand why you vote the way you do, and that it's okay if they don't want to vote that way in the future.
What's up next for you, Claire? What do you have on deck for this program that you're excited about?
Currently, we are in some of the last stages of the program, which is very sad, but we're working on our last two calls to action. Our last one will actually be sort of a freestyle, so we can do pretty much whatever we want with it. So I'm exploring some options, but the 22 by 20 campaign overall has been an absolute blessing in my life, and I've had an amazing time being part of it, and I really can't wait to continue this work with other programs and into college. And just involving my peers in the civic process is so important to me, and just having this opportunity to do that has been incredible.
Well, I'm so glad that you're doing it. Thank you for getting more people excited about the process. Is there anything I've not asked you that you think it's important for people to know?
Get involved in politics as best as you can. I think that's just the most important thing. Just making sure that you're informed and engaged. That's all you have to do.
Thank you so much, Claire.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, and thank you to Claire. We will be back in your ears on Tuesday, as we said, with Governor Steve Bullock. And until then, keep it nuanced, y'all. Dylan Garvin produces Pantsuit Politics every week. Thanks for making us sound better, Dylan.
Elise Knapp is our managing director, which means we could not make it without her scheduling, organization, feedback, and creativity. Thank you, Elise.
We couldn't make Pantsuit Politics without support from our listeners. Go to patreon.com/pantsuitpolitics to learn how you can receive more nuance and help us make the show.
Special thanks to our executive producers who have committed to supporting us in a major life-giving way.
Our executive producers are Tracy Putoff, Cherry Haas, Tim Miller, David McWilliams, Joshua Allen, Linda Rucker, Martha Bernotsky, Melanie Cravey, and Tiffany Hassler.
Our theme music is composed and performed by Dante Lima. The music under our ads is composed and performed by Dylan Garvin.
Learn more about our lives, live events that we're involved in, and what we're reading each week by signing up for our weekly newsletter at pantsuitpoliticsshow.com.
And connect with members of the Pantsuit Politics community by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.